It's Tuesday, October the 19th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, Colin Powell dies and North Korea keeps up the fireworks. First, the world in brief. Colin Powell, America's former Secretary of State and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, died of COVID-19, aged 84, despite being fully vaccinated. He was the first black man to hold either position. George H.W. Bush appointed him as the youngest person ever to serve as America's highest-ranking military officer in 1989. Under George W. Bush, he was the country's top diplomat from 2001 to 2005. Russia is suspending its permanent mission to NATO in Brussels in retaliation for the expulsion on October 6th of 8 of its diplomats for spying. NATO's military liaison and information offices in Moscow will also be closed. The move marks a further deterioration in already bad relations between Russia and the Western alliance. North Korea fired at least one ballistic missile into Japanese waters on Tuesday, according to Japan's and South Korea's armed forces. The UN has prohibited North Korea from testing such missiles, but that apparently does little to slow its weapons program. Last week, Kim Jong-un, North Korea's supremo, vowed to build a, quote, invincible military to protect his country. America's Food and Drug Administration is reported to be on the verge of allowing vaccinated Americans to mix and match a different brand of vaccines for their booster jabs. According to the New York Times, the FDA will not object to anyone who has taken two doses of, say, the Pfizer vaccine from topping up with one of the Moderna, nor vice versa. Donald Trump, America's former president, sued the Congressional Committee investigating the Capitol riot in an attempt to block the release of White House records. He asked a judge to declare lawmakers' request for materials invalid and cited executive privilege, the president's right to keep some communications confidential. His lawsuit described the investigation as, quote, a vexatious, illegal fishing expedition. As car makers race to electrify, Toyota committed $3.4 billion through 2030 to build batteries in America, part of a $13.5 billion global investment pot announced in September. About $1.3 billion will go towards opening a factory. Separately, Stellantis, another auto manufacturer, struck a deal with LG Energy Solution, a Korean firm, to build its own battery plant in North America. Germany's Free Democratic Party voted to start formal coalition talks with the Social Democrats and the Greens. Now that all three parties have officially approved the idea of a, quote, traffic light coalition, negotiators for the Greens and the FDP will try to wrangle policy concessions and ministerial roles out of the Social Democrats, who won the most seats in September's elections. And fact of the day, 27. Britain's rank out of the then 28 members of the European Union for the legal protection of academic freedom in 2017. A campaign of harassment against a philosophy professor suggests free speech is under threat.